There are reports today that rebels are making advances in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, despite a two-week onslaught by government forces trying to retake that city. And President Bashar al-Assad appeared on state television today in a meeting with the visiting Iranian security chief, who said Syria is a part of Iran's axis of resistance, and Iran will not allow Syria to be broken. Joshua Landis is director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. His blog on all things Syria is Syria Comment. And Joshua, the TV appearance today came a day after the defection of Syria's prime minister. So you have a high-level defection. You have these pictures we're seeing of rebels moving into Aleppo's historic area. You know, it would sound pretty good for the uprising and the rebels, but you say what?
Well, obviously the rebels are making big advances, but this is, I believe, it's far from an end game. Many analysts have been talking about an end game coming soon, but I think we're far from seeing that. Assad is still the strongest militia on the ground. And what we've been seeing is that increasingly, as he loses control of parts of Syria, the northeast, which now the Kurds are predominant in, and he's been encouraging various tribal elements as well, I think that what Bashar is doing is trying to leave a fragmented Syria, which would then allow him to be the biggest military, at least the biggest militia, and try to prevent anybody from controlling Syria, unifying it. He's counting on the opposition being fragmented.
Yeah. Well, and you point out to us that the rebels are in Aleppo, which is a Sunni city. So you say rebels can swim in it like water. And the defector, the prime minister, was also Sunni. Assad, of course, heads the ruling elite, which is drawn mostly from the minority Alawite sect, part of Shia Islam, and friendly with Iran. What do you make of the Iranian comments today that they will not allow Syria to be broken?
Well, this is, you know, what we've been seeing, as you've underlined here, is the crumbling of this alliance, of the essential alliance that's held the Ba'athist state together, Assad state, which is a Sunni Alawite alliance. The Alawites, 12% of Syria, dominate the security state, but the Sunnis make up the rest of it, the veil or the outward appearance. And ironically, the name of the prime minister is hijab, which is the veil. And that's falling away. And increasingly, you're getting an Alawite militia instead. And the two major cities, the twin cities of Aleppo and Damascus, are now being contested with the insurgency. And they will be lost eventually, I believe, to the Assad regime, because they're Sunni cities overwhelmingly. But that doesn't mean that this military, which is largely made up of Alawites, is going to collapse. They're going to fight, I think, and this could be a lengthy battle, and it's not clear that the opposition will be able to take it over. Now, the Iranians are there to stress that they are sticking with Syria, and the game, the diplomatic game today, is to try to get the Russians to separate from Syria, and ultimately to crush Iran through the sanctions and so forth, so that Syria will be the weak link and it will fall. The Iranians are saying that's not going to happen, and I think they're trying to give courage to the Russians and their other allies to say, you know, don't give up on us. We're not finished yet.
Well, John Landis, just about a minute left. I met a gentleman over the weekend. He runs a lovely store here in the Boston area. He also has stores in Syria. He travels back and forth. And he said that everything we're hearing here is ridiculous, that these rebels are outsiders, that there is no way the regime's going to fall, and that his town in Syria is doing quite well, unlike Aleppo, which is seeing this fighting. You know, is he partly right from what I just heard you say? Is he deluded? What your sense?
You know, I don't know. The first question I'd want to ask is, what sect is he from? Is he a Christian?
Right.
Is he a minority sect? And he wants to see Assad survive. This seems to be clear. Look, Syria is in a terrible condition today. The economy is in a free fall. 1.5 million people displaced internally. 100,000 refugees, more than 100,000. Syria is, the two major cities are being brutalized.
Yeah. I'm going to have to leave it at that, John. Joshua, and we'll direct people to your blog so they can hear more of your thoughts.
Yeah.
Joshua Landis, again, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. His blog, Syria, always with you. His blog, Syria Comment at hereandnow.org.